part of, I know why you came back, was to play in a game just like this on Saturday. So how's that feel, and how eager are you to get that puck down?
Yeah, we're excited, and you know, it's another cool opportunity, and thankful to be in the position. And yeah, thanks to God that we're here. It's definitely a blessing, and thankful for all these guys in the locker room, all these brothers. And I think we're gonna go hard. We're gonna go for the win. So yeah, it's cool.
What's the confidence level like, knowing that obviously Quinnipiac is a good team, but you guys are playing really good hockey? I mean, you pressured the whole game the other night. St. Cloud was a big win, and all year it's been a kind of a relentless pursuit. What's that fine line between feeling good but also knowing that there's work to be done?
Yeah, I think definitely that's important, is, you know, like keeping that that element of like focus and, you know, kind of being steadfast and focused on what's on the game. So I think yeah, definitely it's gonna take a lot of work, and it's yeah.
All right, so I asked you the other day off the air before the interview about, you know, your dad, and he played, of course, for the Gophers and then NHL career. What kind of advice has he been giving you now through this?
Yeah, he's just been giving me advice. He's like just really encouraging me, just saying, you know, go for it, go have fun. And, you know, he wasn't in the position, but he's happy that I am. And he's saying, you know, like, this is, just go out there, just have fun, play, go for it.
When obviously when you have that kind of a pedigree, when do you remember putting skates on for the first time?
I remember, I think, 3 years old. It was in Germany, I think. That was the first time.
And it was, you picked it up pretty naturally?
Yeah. Thankfully, my dad was a great coach. I don't think I was natural at first. I was hobbling on the ice and stuff, but yeah, my dad definitely showed me, and you know, getting me in skates that young was helpful, I think. So.
And then your trek to Minnesota, obviously, when you're a legacy, it's probably on the surface easy to say, oh yeah, well, he's going to be a Gopher, but you know, you're in California as well. So take me through the recruiting process.
Yeah, so the recruiting process was cool. We had coaches reaching out, and you know, I had some you know, good choices, and it was actually tough for me. I didn't know where I was gonna go, and you know, I knew it was gonna be a big choice in my career. But yeah, thankfully I chose University of Minnesota. It's been amazing. And I just thank God for that. It's an amazing place to be in. I'm just thankful for this whole team. It's been the best, some of the best 4 years.
And here you are in the title game. One quick scouting report. What can you tell us? I know it's a quick turnaround, but I'm sure you now have at least watched a little bit of Quinnipiac. Maybe you watched the game the other night against Michigan. What do you see from the Bobcats?
Yeah, I just see they're, you know, they got a lot of depth, I think. They got a lot of guys who can score goals. Their decor is solid. I know they're an older group too. So, and yeah, they've won a lot of games this year. And so definitely seeing that, definitely feeling the, you know, they got a lot of skill and talent like us, and play a solid game. So, yeah.
All right, go get one more.
Thank you. Appreciate it.